Clearing the cobwebs for better mental health. It takes a special kind of human to work in the healthcare industry. I'm thankful to everyone who dedicates their life and livelihood into this field of care. And this field of care is unfortunately getting spread thinner and thinner with fewer resources and bloated bureaucracies that keep getting bigger, it seems. It's a broken system for sure. And I hope to see things improve during my lifetime. I spend much of my work days on the telephone with people who call asking for help. During a 15-minute complimentary consultation call, I can quickly identify a person's current situation, the number one thing holding them back, and a plan for change. On that consult call, I ask three questions. Number one, what do you want? Number two, why do you want it? And number three, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being highest, how motivated are you to make the changes you need to make to get what you say you want? Most people answer question three with 7. And what that tells me is that they're simply not ready. And I stand by my ethos that recovery doesn't take long. It takes a persistent willingness to exert consistent efforts to help ourselves. We've accepted a system of recovery, though, that doesn't work. We keep adding time to residential programs, but time is not the issue, and more time is not the answer. Biopsychosocial factors aside, recovery simply takes a persistent willingness to exert consistent efforts to help yourself. It's simple, but it's not easy. If life was easy, everyone would do it, right? If recovery was easy, everyone would do it. The Stages of Change model was developed by James Prochaska and Carlo Di Clemente back in the 1970s, and it's widely used to describe the stages involved with any behavioral change. So the first stage of change is pre-contemplation. We're not ready. People at this stage are often resistant to change and don't realize or accept that their behaviors are problematic. Pre-contemplators may show up for therapy because of external factors and pressures from family members or maybe employers or possibly courts. People in this stage usually place responsibility for their problems on someone else or some situation or circumstances that they can't or won't change. The next stage is contemplation. People at this stage are not necessarily unmotivated or in denial, but rather they are somewhat ambivalent. They have mixed feelings and aren't sure how to choose a course of action. I was stuck in contemplation for about 7 or 8 years. Preparation. People at this stage are ready to plan with a detailed list of things that they're going to start doing to make the changes they want to make. And then we have the action stage. People at this stage are taking the necessary actions to achieve their goals. They also continue to work at understanding their past behaviors while continuing to build their resilience to cope with life's challenges in healthier ways. And then the final stage is maintenance. People at this stage are continuing to work on their plan by adding practical methods, building supportive relationships, and identifying new activities. Understanding this process can help you prepare to take these steps and also decide how you can best tackle them. And the most important part is following through on your goals. The stages of change can help match different tasks and tools to each stage, and that can help you develop your own roadmap to recovery and better mental health. So if you're ready to build better habits and foster better mental health, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a line at info@redroofrecovery.com. Let's connect and start your journey together. May the force be with you, and remember, you are the force.